Hey there, Covenant family. For the past 6 years, I've been sending out a weekly email almost every week, and it's been an effort to stay connected with you and to encourage us together. Last fall, I had a conversation with somebody in our church who said, you know, I used to love reading those messages and staying connected that way, but now that my eyesight's gone, I can't read them anymore. And that got me thinking about how to do things in a way that's accessible to more people. In December, I did a few video versions of the Covenant Weekly as a way to be accessible to those who can't read. I realized, though, that stopping and watching a video takes a different level of focus than simply an audio version. And to be honest, it takes a different level of preparation. So I'm trying an experiment. I'm going to try to record a short podcast each week for our Covenant Weekly. You can download it or you can stream it. You can listen to it on the fly. For those of you who are hearing impaired or may prefer to read, my hope is to have a transcript available each week as well. It's going to be simple, but it might also provide a forum to offer different things along the way. I could have conversations around topics, answer your questions if you email them to me, do short interviews with people. There's the door's wide open and I welcome your ideas. This also opens the door to new opportunities in this space that I hope and pray will be helpful. You know, there's no great master plan behind simply being accessible, and we'll see where that focus leads us. Be sure that this is in no way an effort to get some wider audience or anything. This is for you, our Covenant family. If it is helpful, you can feel free to share it, but that's not the goal here. So, without further ado, here is episode 1 of our Covenant Weekly podcast. Reading from Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Covenant family, I'm tired. I'm physically tired, yes. It's been a couple of weeks of dealing with COVID symptoms, which are thankfully beginning to let up. I say that as I cough. This has been impacting my breathing and sleeping and my overall energy levels in ways that I hadn't foreseen, and it's taken me longer to recover from this than any other time I've been sick in my life. So I am physically tired. But there's been a much deeper tiredness in me. It might better be described as a malaise. It's one that I sense in others as well. As I interact with people in meetings, social media posts, reading comments, talking to people on the phone, as I read news articles, I sense this overall malaise in people. It's as though we're collectively and individually asking the question in Psalm 13, "How long, O Lord?" And when we're this tired, it can be difficult for us to act well, to live well, to love well. We react instead of responding in healthy ways. We resort to negative patterns of behavior rather than leaning into love. In recent days, I've seen it as we cast blame on someone or some group for our struggles just because they've chosen differently than we would when faced with a monumentally difficult decision. We lash out, we attack, we demean and mock. We speak as though all of our struggles are their fault and we just want to blame someone. And we do it in hurtful and harmful ways. Closely related to that, another negative response is that we oversimplify situations that have myriads of challenges and suggest that, you know, if everyone just did this one thing, then our struggles would be over. And often when we oversimplify, our language gets condescending and judgmental, sometimes even aggressive towards those who don't see things the way we do, those who can't see the obvious solution or even identify the real problem as we see it. our exhaustion and malaise spills over in treating people with disrespect at best and belittling or even violence at worst. We stop honoring the image of God in people. We fail to love our enemies. We're not the first to deal with this kind of thing. There's been lots of times in history where people and groups have dealt with long-term struggles that seemed unending and left people challenged to respond in healthy ways. You know, how, when there's no end in sight, can we be people who have the strength to not get caught up in the rhetoric, to not get overwhelmed by the malaise and have it come out towards others in toxic and harmful ways? Isaiah 40 was written to a people who were enduring something far longer than we have, and it suggests something for us. What if, instead of looking for the healing for our malaise by, you know, if blaming that person or by saying, you know, if we all just did this one thing, then everything would be better. What if, instead of doing that, we sought to get close to the one who is the great healer? It says, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I love this translation because it talks about finding new strength. I need something more than the strength I used to have. I need something that will let me keep going even when I can't just blame someone else or point to a solution that would be easy if everyone would just go along with it. I need something that allows me to continue this journey without being brought down into the muck and mire of personal attacks or passive-aggressive mocking or, probably worst of all, a sense of hopelessness. I need a new strength that can help me keep going with hope, even if everything in the world is different than I've ever known it, and I'm struggling to take the next step. And this passage tells me that it comes through really prioritizing this connection with God. Jesus put it this way in his invitation. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I'm finding that when I give up on that connection, when I ignore the time I need to spend in relational connection with God, the malaise I feel can become completely overwhelming because it goes beyond just my physical well-being and beyond my mental well-being, and it starts to affect my soul. In contrast, though, when I prioritize keeping my spirit aligned with and connected with Jesus, I'm better equipped to deal with the tiredness of body and mind. I'm better equipped to respond with love rather than sarcasm, and grace rather than judgment. I'm not suggesting that if we just put Jesus first, all of our struggles will be resolved. That's a gross oversimplification. I'm suggesting that putting our connection with Jesus first and prioritize walking with him in our world, that it will help energize us in the right direction, the direction of love, as we keep walking the road through these challenges. In contrast, you know, we could resolve everything else. We could have all of our family gatherings back. We could get back to the way things were with our church gatherings. We could be planning for a full VBS this summer. We could all get back to work normally. We could have the person that we want in power in the next election. Everything else could go our way. But if we didn't prioritize our connection with Jesus, we would still have a deeper sense of malaise because we'd be missing out on the one who truly gives rest and truly gives strength. My encouragement is this. Please stop trying to just cast blame on that person for all you are experiencing and all you are feeling. Please stop presuming that if, you know, everyone would just do this one thing, then everything would be fine and you'd be feeling better. Please stop dehumanizing those with whom you disagree, whether it be with mockery or direct insults or anger or whatever other ways that we tend to embody things that are our frustration. Rather, use your energy to lean into the one who promises us rest and offers us new strength to keep going even when things are challenging. Again, this is not a big solution to everything. It's an invitation to come to the one who is the healer and the one who offers rest. And when you need to completely shut down other stuff because you physically can't take it anymore or you mentally can't take it anymore. He will be there to provide the rest, the deeper rest that you need. May he give us the strength and energy to live and love well in these difficult times. Before you go, just a couple of quick reminders. Really excited for a new online thing for kids grades 2 to 5 starting tomorrow, Thursday. It is called Storytime Thursdays, and it's going to be a Zoom chat, Zoom call with Judy, who's going to be doing some reading to our kids. So check out our event page for the link to that. We're online Sundays for the rest of January. Our Women's Bible Study is online. The Zoom information is under the events page. Also, if you go to our website, covenantchurch.ca, at the top, there's a red banner. It's a news alert that says 2022 Covenant Nominations. If you click on that, and then there's a link on that page, it'll take you to a nomination page where you can see the needs we have for official roles in our covenant family during the year 2022. We invite you who are a part of our covenant family to nominate people to serve in those roles. I look forward to hearing from you as we move towards our annual meeting, which we don't have a date set for, but we will let you know as soon as we do. We love you all. Our deacons met last night. We are praying for you. If you have any needs or any prayer requests, please feel free to send them through. We love to hear from you, and may God bless you richly as you move through the rest of this week.